Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Well, prior to the 2016 presidential election and many, many years before Spike Lee tackled the subject matter on film, Lionel Barry Harris was virtually obsessed with doing the right thing, both morally and spiritually. He's been on a lifelong quest to be a tangible blessing and inspiration to everyone he interacts with, especially children, whom he was blessed to work with and around for a period of 40 years. Lionel truly believes that outward and inner joy is achieved by making others happy and bringing the very best out in them. He spent an entire lifetime practicing and endorsing those principles and is acutely mindful that there are individuals who fully disdain them, and he feels compelled to speak out against them. And he does that in his highly praised book, Racism, Sexism, Trumpism, Pseudo-Christianity, and the Cinema. Lionel Harris is a native of St. Louis, Missouri. After serving 3 years in the U.S. Army, he engaged in a whole gamut of interesting jobs. After managing a large janitorial service, was employed by the federal government, the St. Louis Police Department, the Potter Electric Company, most enduring of them all, 34 years at the St. Louis Public Schools at the high school level. In addition to being married for 28 years, raising 3 children, he also worked part-time in the GED program and later on drove a school bus for the Ferguson-Florissant School District. Lionel Barry Harris, author of Racism, Sexism, Trumpism, Pseudo-Christianity, and the Cinema, joining us on This Week in America. Lionel, welcome to the program, sir. It's great to have you with us.
Same here, sir. Good morning to you and all the people who are listening.
I am looking forward to this conversation. This book could certainly be described as a controversial book. I love what you're doing, getting people talking, getting people thinking. What prompted you to write this book?
Well, I've always believed that there's such a thing as righteousness, and everything that I have, in truth, and everything that I've done in my life, I always ask, is this the right thing to do? Now, if I have a chance to ponder that, most of the time I will make the right choice. And I try to pass it on to all the children that I've interacted with over the years. So there are certain subjects that I wanted to, when I venture into, when I thought about writing this book. And, and I have strong feelings about all of it, you know.
Well, yes, you do. And you share those. And that's good because that gets all of us thinking, and for some, a different perspective on what we're reading in the news. The book is Racism, Sexism, Trumpism, Pseudo-Christianity, and the Cinema. The author is our guest, Lionel Barry Harris. Book available at readersmagnet.com. Usual places. His website is dukelharris.com. Other books, and we'll touch on those as we go through the conversation today, and I'll give you all that information as we're talking. You mentioned the impact that, and I mentioned as well in the beginning, that kids have had on you in working with children. Talk about some of the real-life people who helped you navigate your way through life that sort of gave you this moral compass that you live by today.
Well, I have I tell people it's a reverse story. I had a biological father who was a notorious womanizer and was very abusive and everything. So what I've always tried to tell children is that no matter what the environment that you grew up in, you could always build on the deficiencies. And you can be a fantastic father and friend and, role model just by reflecting on what you went through and making sure that you didn't submit your children to the same thing. And I've been very fortunate in that department because I have a bunch of not only my 3 kids, I also have a bunch of surrogate kids also.
You know, being in the school system for so long and a school bus driver where you really get to know the kids on a different level than in the classroom had to be a great laboratory for you in determining where kids are going and being there to help shape those kids. With us on the program, Lionel Barry Harris. He's the author of Racism, Sexism, Trumpism, Pseudo-Christianity, and the Cinema. A senior citizen now, how has that changed your life? How has you changed over the years, retired and being a senior citizen?
Well, I think I tell people all the time, I'll be 78 in a couple of months. And I have my only white friend actually is will be 78 the next month and everything. And I've been the same person. He tells me I've been the same person ever since we were 18 years old. And I haven't, I guess I have the same standards I had then. I'm a little bit more patient, but at the same token, I have a lot of life experiences that I can bring to kids. And even with driving the school bus, it wasn't a walk in the park because kids don't like rules. And I always felt that if they don't have any regard for rules, they won't have any regard for laws either. So there were many times that they would get on my bus and say, "Oh man, not you." And I would tell them, "You know what? I was thinking the same thing when you got on the bus." So I was never, but I would always go over the rules and tell them that if I expect if there's 10 rules up here, I expect you to obey them. If you see me break a rule, you can. If you see me or hear me use profanity, you can. Until that time, you have to toe the mark. And I made quite an impact on me, even the ones that didn't even want to ride with me. But like I say, I was helping with them, and I always had my heart was always with them because I didn't want to have to see any of them dead. And actually, I live out on the Michael Brown murder.
Oh,
I live
sure,
within
certainly.
a mile of them of that incident.
Well,
So it's been
let's talk about that. That's interesting because things change so much. We think a few years ago, we've got Obama, elected president. We're thinking possibly we've made it over a major hurdle. Then we see things sort of come apart at the seams. We see Michael Brown, other cases like that over the course of the last few years. What's your opinion of the racial climate in modern America? Because over your 78 years, you've seen a lot of ups and downs.
Oh yes. Well, one thing I've always said, and I say that in every book I write, I think that there's a real disconnect between black people and white people's thought patterns. And I was saying this just like yesterday. I was looking at the incident about the school shooting, that all of those little kids were killed, And I had tears in my eyes, and I always wondered that when white people thought about the murders that go on in the inner city, do they even well up like that? When I was writing the racism book, I had tears in my eyes because one day I was sitting in front of, because I'm still in the, I'm a typing, typist, typist, and I was sitting in front of the TV typing, and the Parkland shooting happened. And I cried all day. I'm an emotional person. And then I didn't want, until the next day, I didn't realize that most of those kids were white, because to me, they're just kids. So it didn't make any difference what color of skin. And I, from my, and I, and because I'm from Missouri, which is a red state, I tell people, I even tell my friend Tommy, and that's the fellow I'm talking about, is the former policeman, and we've been friends, like say, the 60 years going on now. But I told him, I said, I just wonder if people feel the same way I feel. And I don't see that because I come from Missouri. And if you remember about the McCluskey couple who held the rifle
With the
and the
guns,
gun,
yes.
those are the people that are the kind of people I'm known in Missouri, and it's bad to say that, driving while black, but I'm harassed by driving while black. People are still, they still hold those begrudging things. I don't understand it. I love people. I love people. And I tell people, kids, that, hey, try to, it even says in the Bible, to cleave to good people and repel bad people. Surround yourself with good-hearted people, and you'll be happy most of your life. But when you see somebody you don't that do you wrong, and they are wrong-headed, try to flee from them because you can't change them.
Yes.
But the thing is, if you remove yourself from the picture, maybe it'll make them think about the way that they actually are.
With us on This Week in America, Lionel Barry Harris. He's an author, written a number of books. The one specifically we're talking about is Racism, Sexism, Trumpism, Pseudo-Christianity, and the Cinema. His website is DukeLHarris.com. You find the book available with the publisher ReadersMagnet.com, other places there as well. Lionel, who in fiction, maybe true life as well, do you credit for some of the views that you have on life, your perspective?
Well, my father was, believe it or not, he was an extremely good-looking person. He used to tell my mother that she ought to thank her lucky stars for making a pretty man like him. And he was, especially with the standard back in those days, my father had beautiful wavy black hair. He was light-skinned. He had keen features. And I always said he was dark Gable, you know. But he was very abusive, and he would knock my mother around, and my brother, my older brother, and myself, and my brother under me. The other were two. I had four brothers actually, and he was very abusive, not only mentally but physically and everything. Well, just so happened, my father ran off with another woman, and then, and that was when I was 9 years old, you know. And just so happened, my mother's sister passed away, and her biological sister, and she was married to a man who was really, he was cockeyed, he had a long head, he wasn't no beauty person, but he was my mentor because he had five kids he had to raise in a three-story house. And his wife passed away, and we were in our dire straits because we were on the verge of being evicted after my father left, and my mother couldn't continue paying the rent. And my uncle told my mother to bring those five kids out to that house. And we were raised in that house like my mother was, and he had five kids. So my mother was like the mother of 10 kids, and he was like the father of 10 kids. But he didn't, like I say, he wasn't no good-looking guy, but I loved him because he was a Christian person. Not only did he take us in, he ended up taking his invalid father and his fraternal sister in, and some kin folks who lived down south and moved up here. So he was my idea of that I wanted to be like him.
A remarkable man. Yes, yeah. Certainly a remarkable man that shaped your life, and I'm sure other family members as well. Boy, time is going by so quickly. With us on the program, Lionel Barry Harris, author of Racism, Sexism, Trumpism, Pseudo-Christianity, and the Cinema. I listen to you. You seem to have this enduring quality of happiness, of contentment in your life, of openly sharing with other people. What's the secret to that in your life, with all that you've seen, all the negative that you've seen throughout your life, to still maintain that happiness, that peace, that contentment that you seem to have?
Well, I interact with, good-hearted people, and I have to tell my friend Tommy also. And I had a brother-in-law that I used to go, my wife and I used to go see for in Omaha, and we would go every year. And we won 7 years, and my wife, I told her, I said, you know, somebody asked me a question today after we had went that had the trip that year, and said, how is Omaha? And I told her, it just dawned on me that when we would go to Omaha, we wouldn't even go out of his house. You know, I enjoyed interacting with him and his kids that would come and visit and everything. It never dawned on me. I didn't know how Omaha was, you know. So I ended up getting him to take me around Omaha. And the Crips and Bloods were so bad there. And it was such a blighted area. I wish I had never seen Omaha, you know. But yes. I love interacting with people. Tommy, my friend, like I said, he happened to be a former police officer. He comes here periodically. I've been to San Antonio to visit him, his first wife and his second wife. So I just enjoy talking to people, and I enjoy interacting with people. And I know that in order to be happy in this world, if you help other people navigate their lives and you have the wisdom to do so, that is a fulfillment that no one can compare to anything else in this life.
certainly made an impact in your life. If you're just joining us, our guest is Lionel Barry Harris. His book is available at readersmagnet.com, the website there. But Lionel's website is dukelharris.com. This particular book, Racism, Sexism, Trumpism, Pseudo-Christianity, and the Cinema. A few minutes left in the program. I want to talk about your hope for future generations, especially when it comes to younger children. What is your hope as you talk to young people, you see young people, you interact with young people? What do you hope for them?
Well, I tell them, like I said, the thing is that aspire for excellency. The thing is that you can come from dire straits. And you can have, like say, a father or mother who did not live up to being parents. And that's one of my gripes in the world, because parents are no longer parents. And the reason I say that is that I think you're supposed to set an example for your kids. So it's not do as I say. It says do as I act. Yes. You know, if you want to raise a kid that's going to be vital in life and everything, you have to set an example. It's not do as I say. It's you set the example for your kids. And that's what's not going on in this country. And I will say this, and like I said, I know we're running out of time, is that I tell people all the time, if you, as they say in the Bible, if you see the Son, you see the Father. Most of the racism that's in this country comes from being passed down from one generation to another. And these kids are, they're not taught. They're not born into this world being angry and racist and everything. Somebody plants that seed inside them and fertilizes it. I just hope, my hope for the coming generation, that they can get to the stage that they can interact with people, and they can go back and even tell their parents who planted that seed that you were wrong, you know?
Yes.
And that's what I've always said. Hey, set an example. And I said, people can dislike you and everything, but I'm always let them know that I'm there to interact with them, and I'm going to be fair with you, and I love being around you. And most of the time, when you deal with kids, if you keep telling them that, they will start going trying to be like you want them to be, and you know that it's not, but you don't tell your kid. I can't understand how you can teach your kid to hate somebody when that kid goes out into the world and then he is in peril. You know, he can use the N-word or whatever it is.
Yes.
But you don't teach your kids to do wrong, because you're going to reap the benefits too. And if you look at the McMichaels situation, now that was probably he was reaping what he sowed. The father implanted that seed into his son. And when Travis was talking about on that he was, when he was wrestling with Aubrey, and he had what they asked him, what were you thinking about? And he said his son. And I said to myself that he's probably as racist as Travis is and his grandfather, because it's a learned thing. It's nothing that you picked up without somebody planting that seed.
So well said. Our guest on the program, Lionel Barry Harris, a few minutes left. The title of the book is Racism, Sexism, Trumpism, Pseudo-Christianity, and the Cinema. Just briefly, what's some of your assessment of the current political scene? Where do you think we are now, and where are we headed?
I'm really worried about that, because it seems to me that people think that it's acceptable to lie and deceive. And I think, you know, and it's almost like instead of you feeling bad about things, the bigger you lie, you think that the end justifies the means. And it doesn't. If you think about all the things that people have gone through, I talk about it in one of my books about how if you think about the Godfather with Michael at the third presentation, because I'm a movie fanatic, as you see.
Yes.
That when his daughter is killed and they were trying to kill him, that was his almost a payback, and you can't get around it. If you think about Joseph Kennedy and all of the, you know, he was a multimillionaire, and the thing is, but look at what the problem that he had. He had two sons that were assassinated, one that died in the military, and a a daughter who was mentally challenged. All of that stuff is nothing by coincidence. I think it's, if people want to say it's not karma, but there's such a thing that you reap what you sow. So I don't like say, and if I tell people, if I died today, I can't remember anybody that I offended, and I knew that I offended. I didn't go back and apologize to them. No, but if you have a chance to think about it, you know when you're getting ready to offend somebody. You know,
well, yes, so yes. And you've mentioned your religious belief several times as we've talked here. We'll conclude and talk about, have you ever interacted with anyone who you put in that true Christian category that maybe really made an impression on who you are?
Like I was talking about my uncle. My uncle, like the one I said that was cockeyed, he went to church every Sunday, no matter fail. But my uncle worked on a moving van for 8 hours a day. He'd come home and get an hour's rest, and he worked at a place called Skull and Steel. They don't make men like that anymore, you know?
Yes.
So he was always there for me. And I will say this, that I had, like I said, with me having four brothers, I was the only one that went to visit him all the time. I would visit him and his two or three wives after that I would, take him to the baseball games and everything, because I wanted him to know that I appreciated something that he did that he didn't have to do. He wasn't obligated to take us in. And it was a struggle for him, but he worked those two jobs. My mother worked. My mother was a good Christian person too, because she passed it all down to me. And always told me to always try to help people.
Yes.
And that's what I've done over the years.
A lot of lessons in what we've talked about with Lionel Barry Harris, our guest on the program. I mentioned the book it's published by Reader's Magnet. It's available at their website, readersmagnet.com. Lionel, what's it been like working with Reader's Magnet? You spend your creative life in writing the books, getting them out there, and then you turn it over to the business aspect of it with a publisher. What's it been like working with Reader's Magnet in taking your message and getting it out to the general public?
Well, you remember the story of Max Perkins and Thomas Wolfe?
Yes.
It's a lady, young lady named Karen Barat there. She has been so helpful to me that I am looking forward to someday actually meeting her. She is always there to answer questions. She's also inspiring to me. And I think of her as a sister. And we have some long conversations. They're not always about the book, but you need someone to push you. And this is, I've dealt with other publishing companies and everything, but this young lady has really been a breath of fresh air to me.
And that's with Reader's Magnet. They are the publishers, and they have the books there as well, readersmagnet.com. The guest on the program, Lionel Barry Harris. This book is Racism, Sexism, Trumpism, Pseudo-Christianity, and the Cinema. He's written other books, and you'll get that information on his website. I'll give you that here in a second. The Long and Winding Road, Dark Yesterdays, Bright Tomorrows, and Up Close and Personal, The Rise of the Trumplican Party. All of these books and the new one available at his website, DukeLHarris.com. All of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Lionel, the time has gone by way too quickly. It's been a pleasure having you on the program. Hopefully we can continue our conversation. Thank you for being with us on This Week in America.
I appreciate it, Rick. I enjoyed it immensely.
It was fun, and we learned something in the program as well today as well. Also, Lionel Barry Harris, our guest. The book is Racism, Sexism, Trumpism, Pseudo-Christianity, and the Cinema. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.